today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, in which we're going to speak about the Holy Quran in life. من الآيات والتفسير ويسقي العقل والتفكير يواكب واقع التغيير يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح And today is Tuesday, 9th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. By the way, as always, and as the ritual of this program, we open Allah's book first from chapter Fussilat, verses 41 to 42. We want to learn more.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم وإنه لكتاب عزيز.
Indeed, those who disbelieve in the message after it has come to them, and indeed it is a mighty book.
لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد.
Falsehood cannot approach it from before it or from behind it. It is a revelation from a Lord who is wise and praiseworthy.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran reminds man of his neglect and negligence. The title Aziz means the honorable is exclusively employed to refer to Holy Quran from amongst scriptures. The blessed verses are addressed to all polytheists and disbelievers who regard the Holy Quran as encompassing magic and falsehood, and also those who do not believe in some of the Quranic injunctions, for example, usury, murder, adultery, and calumnious accusation and slander, as well as divine commands as to one-fifth tax and pilgrimage to Mecca and act against them. It also addresses those who subjectively interpret Quranic verses like those regarding the guardianship, infallibility, and purity of Ahlul Bayt, Prophet's family. Peace be upon them all.
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ
يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
قُرْآنِي نَبْضُ حَيَاتِي قُرْآنِي طَهَّرَ ذَاتِي قُرْآنِي عَصْمَةُ أَمْرِي قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
So during the new series of today's special during this week, we focus our lenses on Quran and our daily life. The Quran advocates for worship of the Almighty, peaceful coexistence, and a balanced, healthy lifestyle steering clear of hedonistic pursuits. These divine values foster humility, reverence, freedom, responsibility, and empowerment, encouraging individuals to transform their lives positively. Moreover, the Quran presents the Prophet Muhammad as the quintessential role model, embodying goodness, righteousness, and divine love. His life exemplifies the teachings of the Quran, inspiring believers to emulate his example.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was not only talking, he wanted this to, he was dictating it. He wanted somebody to write it down. He says, Wallah, Wallah, I remind you of Allah, I remind you of Allah, fil Quran. Let me connect it to Hadith Saqalain, one of the last advice that the Prophet gave. And he uttered these words not once, many, many places, many, many times. Where he says, "Inni tarikum fikum saqalain," that I am leaving two precious things among you. One is the Book of Allah, and the other is the Ahlul Bayt. And the emphasis that we see, for example, in Sahih Tirmidhi, the version of this hadith says that as long as you hold on fast to both of them, "Lan tadillu ba'di," you will not go astray after me. And so this issue of holding on the Quran and holding on to the Ahlul Bayt, what does it mean? It's not like, you know, I'm holding the Quran here. No. Basically, we are talking about living by the Quran. That is what it means, as a guide for ourselves. Holding onto the Ahlul Bayt means what? You know, it is basically implementing their teachings in our life, their series, their seerat and their example. And this is something, actually, in Sahih Muslim, the same Hadith Saqalain has come, where the Prophet, you know, very similar words that Amir al-Mu'minin uses in this wasiyat. He says, "I remind you, I udhakkirukum, udhakkirukum," double times. "I remind you," and then he says the whole sentence three times. "I remind you of the Ahlul Bayt, how you deal with them. I will ask you what you did with my Ahlul Bayt."
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
This is today's special and Quranic lesson. Quran brings happiness in this world and the hereafter. How? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "If you desire the life of the fortunate, the death of a martyr, the salvation on the day of regret, and the shade on the day of extreme heat, then you should read the Quran, because it is the word of the merciful and sanctuary from shaitan, and it causes the titling of the balance." In another hadith, we read that the Prophet has said, "The reciter of the Quran will be spared from the calamities of the hereafter." Our supplications get answered if we were to pray after reading the Quran. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, "One who starts the Quran and finishes it, Allah will grant him one answered supplication. It also helps in strengthening our faith." Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Reciting the Quran plants the seed of faith."
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
We spoke about recitation. One of the tips to improve our understanding of the Holy Quran is listening to Holy Quran, the recitation of the Holy Quran. Just listening them. Some people learn more effectively by listening than by reading. There are currently several audio cassettes and CDs of the Quran, many of which include translations. This is ideal for listening to on your device or in your car, CD player, or radio while you commute to and from work. Use this in addition to, not instead of your regular Quran reading. You'll gain lots of good deeds from Allah by listening carefully to Quran recitation. We finish this episode by listening to this verse from Chapter Al-A'raf. Allah the Almighty says, "And when the Quran is recited, listen to it attentively and keep silent so that you receive mercy."
Today we want to look at a tradition, a hadith from the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he gives us a beautiful similitude of the Quran in our hearts. And he gives us an antidote to clear and to purify and to remove any of the impurities which may have built upon our hearts over the last 11 months. And the Prophet says the following in this tradition: "These hearts, just like iron, become rusted. And the way to remove this rust, the way to clean the rust from the hearts, is through the recitation of the Quran." I'm sure all of us have seen rust build up on metal tools, for example, that we might use in our garden, or for example, in our cars, or in many different things that have stayed outside, and the elements, you know, the water gets to it, the air. All of these chemicals get to these products and items that we might use in our gardens or around the house on a day-to-day basis, and they develop a covering over top of them, whether it be rust or air or something else. And obviously when we have that rust build up, we tend to want to clean it, to polish it. If it's some tarnish on a utensil, we want to polish it to make it look nice. If it's something that we're using, let's say in the garden, we might want to remove the rust from that to allow that tool to last longer, so it doesn't rot away, whatever the case may be. And so the noble messenger in this tradition shows us that just like these things develop a coating that we want to remove, similar do our hearts develop this coating, this rust, this impurity upon it. Many times we don't have really an opportunity to connect to Allah fully with a full focus and devotion to Him. We all lead obviously busy lives, and sometimes things just don't work out for us. And so we sometimes shirk in our responsibilities and our commitment to the faith. But definitely each and every single believer make an extra point to recite the Quran, to engage in extra worship. And as the Messenger says, that the way to clean this rust from our heart, the way to polish our heart and remove any spiritual impurities which may have developed within it, is to engage in the recitation of the noble Quran. And so with such a reward promised to us, not only this numerical reward, but also a benefit of removing the rust from our hearts.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. Fiyam anillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami.